This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC local news for Sunday, August 9th, 2015. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Jim Plank reports in the Daily Mail that the New York State Bridge Authority will get more than $417,000 over the next 10 years from the fiber optic cables running across the Rip Van Winkle Bridge. Quote, the Bridge Authority does not receive any tax money, unquote, said Executive Director Joseph Ruggiero. Quote, these dark fibers leases help the bottom line, and while they will never replace tolls as a principal source of revenue, help keep our tolls low, unquote. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Robert Cairns in the Watershed Post reports about the Delaware County Broadband Initiative and how members of the Delaware County Electric Cooperative, the Delhi Telephone Company, and the Margaretville Telephone Company are visiting local town boards seeking a broadband solution. DCEC General Manager Mark Schneider said the group is trying to, quote, get broadband service to as many cooperative members as we can with the money we have, unquote. The money they have includes a $2.9 million state grant from the Connect New York broadband program and approximately $3.8 million invested from the two telephone companies. Quote, we're moving at a state government pace, unquote, he said. We do think we're pretty close to having the contract signed, Schneider from the Delaware County Electric Cooperative said. That the grant announced in December 2014, quote, was the only broadband grant that was approved by the state that year, unquote. Read the full story in the Watershed Post. National Weather Service in Albany predicts a mostly sunny Sunday with a high near 81 and a low around 60. Monday, there are isolated showers possible, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after noon. Partly sunny with a high near 80. Monday night, there's a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms, then showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm after 7 p.m. with a low around 64. Tuesday, showers all day, likely, and possibly a thunderstorm, cloudy with a high near 73. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra.